Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know how they're saying, hey, man, we can win and blah, blah, blah without KD? I'm willing to go down to Reno and put my money up if the Warriors play against Milwaukee without KD, because Milwaukee will win the championship. And that's just my opinion.
Thanks, Jimmy. Wow.
Jimmy, fair. A lot of fair stuff from Jimmy there. Jimmy doesn't think the Warriors can beat Milwaukee without Kevin Durant.
I got a question.
I mean, I hold on one sec. Right. I'm trying to think. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I was waiting until you're done.
I got 9 days.
It's worked with Kevin Durant here in Golden State. But if I were to ask you, and would this be fair, is Steve Kerr running the best offense for the players that he has, for everybody to be involved? I guess I'm asking, why does it take Durant to be out of the game to see Draymond do something that he's special in? Or is it one of those things that, hey, goo, it's only one basketball. You're not like Durant. I don't see him running the break with reckless abandon like that. And the Warriors slow down. And I'm just wondering, is there, if you were the coach, or could D'Antoni take this Warrior offense and maybe we're going to do it to where it's not ball dominant with KD. KD could come off the, I don't know, but now the question's asked, like, I always thought Kerr's offense was the best, but now I'm wondering, is it? You know, if you get where I'm going.
I do get where you're going, but I don't know.
It's not fair. Am I crazy to even bring that up? They're going to the finals again.
I think you answered your own question.
No, but you know what I mean. You know how we're deep thinkers.
Who? We?
Come on, Snipes. Stop talking now. What, the game of basketball. It's what word about the P word? You know, we do it all the time. We have a soda. It's to make you think. You know what I'm saying?
Help. James?
Hey.
Curly?
Provocative. We had that provocative talk, you know, deeper than the average.
Rodney, help me. Hey, Rodney. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Matt?
How are you?
What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good today. I'm good. That's a good victory last night. But I had this concept of just thinking that the Warriors, they like to play underdog role. They like to play a comeback. Have you seen from the Houston series, even all the way to this series right here, that we've been trailing by the half?
Yes.
Been only a couple of games that we've been up by the half. And I see that they play a little bit harder, a little bit stronger, and they go harder when they're doubted out. They're down 17, and they cut that 17 in the half within 2 minutes. You know, it's just like I see that it's better productive play from them. Even with KD on the court, when they're on the comeback, they're like the best team in the world. Even you see the third quarters. We got history from the third quarters, and it's just like I'm seeing that the Warriors is kind of setting up the lead for that. Everybody's just like it's a trap. Everybody's not catching on to that yet. Like your lead's not secure. That's what they want you to do. They want you to go burn yourself out and go up by 17 and think that you got the game. And before you know it, Draymond doing Draymond. And another thing, what you were saying, Guru, I feel what you're saying. KD don't come out with that same energy as, you know, this core right here. He doesn't run up and down the court as fast as him. And I just take it as KD's, he'd be tired. You got to understand, KD put in a lot of work. He's been working hard for the Warriors. He's putting in a lot of shots to go up. So when they're ready to take off like that, he can't keep up. If you ever watch KD be gassed trying to keep up with a Steph when Steph on one. He can't keep up with Steph. I think it's better if they don't put them on the court at the same time together.
Thanks for the call, Rodney. Appreciate
it. That's interesting. Pace, I guess.
Here's, to me, what's going on. The Warriors are, because I think you can relate a lot of this to pickup basketball. The Warriors are a team at the playground. They got their team, all right? And their goal is to play 10 games. They want to all get a lot of exercise. And they win their first game. They win their second game. They win their third. Now they're in their fourth. Now they're in their fifth, getting a little tired, but they got a long way to go. Hey, KD, get me a little bit this game. Hey, Steph, next game, you get me a little bit. I mean, they don't, they They don't have to have five guys clicking on all cylinders 48 minutes a game. And I think that's exactly what happens. There's a subconscious thing to this where Steph knows he's playing with Durant, and Clay knows he's playing with Durant. They all do. And he gives him a little bit of a safety valve.
No doubt, man.
Here's the one thing that it's been brought up in the text line. It's absolutely true. You know, the Warriors were down 17, 18, and 17 points in games 2, 3, and 4. It is fair to ask, are they down that many if they have Kevin Durant? I think that's very fair to ask. Mm. And then lastly, I got to do it. I got to do it.
Uh-oh.
And Damian Lillard. All right?
Oakland's
Damian Lillard. Separated, I don't care, whatever. He effed that game up for the Portland Trailblazers at the end of the first half. I cannot believe how casual he was with the ball. Warriors are down 9 points. 9 points. You got the last possession. 9 points. You turn it over, commit a foul on a fast break. Two shots, ball, three at the buzzer. You go in up four instead of up 11. That was the biggest stretch of the game by far. When Portland had been up big in the first half, they still could have gotten in up 11 or 12. And Damian Lillard not only turns it over, he commits a clear path foul.
Yeah, that was bad.
Come on. That's got nothing to do with a separated shoulder. Nothing at all. By the way, coming up next, I will throw to Anna, but I have a tease here, and I'm going to just say it. You know how we all say that Joe Lacob, light years, Joe Lacob? There's another guy who's now supplanted Joe Lacob in light years. Totally supplanted. Let's go to Anna, find out what's going on 95.7 The Game.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear this one, Steiny. All right, what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Smart and Final. The Warriors beat the Blazers in overtime to complete the sweep in Portland. Steph Curry and Draymond Green became the first teammates to record triple-doubles in a single NBA playoff game together. Has Curry silenced the critics? Steiny and Guru will discuss next. And the Dubs have 9 days off until Game 1 of the NBA Finals, which you can listen to right here on 95.7 The Game. The series will begin on the road, either in Milwaukee or Toronto. But who's a better matchup for Golden State? Papa Bonte will ask St. Lee and Kelena. Gary and Gary St. Jean will join them at 1, while Kelena's Boogie will talk to them at 2. Kevin Durant and DeMarcus Cousins will be re-evaluated on Thursday. How important will KD and Boogie be for the finals? Well, former Warrior Matt Barnes will join Damon Bruce and Ray Rado today at 4:45. Now on the ice, Erik Karlsson and Tomas Hertl have been ruled out for Game 6 tonight because of injury. San Jose on the brink. Blues lead the Western Conference Final 3-2. I'm Anna Kukadike. He's on the Bay Area's number one sports station. That's 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coach G on the text line coaches a U8 soccer team, and they have the best goalie in the entire league, according to the coach. And when the goalie's playing, he said his defense tends to play with a little less sense of urgency. I think that dynamic is equatable to the Golden State Warriors. I really do. Thanks, Coach G. Here's what I want to get to. By the way, my tease on Joe Lacob, Curly comes in and goes, "That's great. You're going to take a shot at the flagship, the owner of the Warriors of the flagship." No, I'm not. What are you talking about?
Is that
about?
What Curly?
Of course. He's
been working with you.
He never gives me the benefit
of the
doubt. You're
a maverick. Just admit it, man. Top Gun. You're a maverick.
All right. So, Joe Lacob got ripped for his quote on, "We're light years ahead of everybody." He is no longer. Draymond Green is now light years. Draymond Green has done something that is incredibly genius. And you know what? I don't know whether he did it on purpose. I think he did. But even if he didn't, Draymond Green coming out the last 2 or 3 days saying he's ashamed of his behavior. He thought he was disgusting. He was spending too much time crying. He realizes the refs are like everybody else. They're going to make mistakes. I got to change my way. I'm affecting the team. I was distracting my teammates. The refs are doing it. The guy's a genius. The guy is a genius beyond belief.
You talked about this yesterday. You called him a genius.
Just a genius. The timing is so perfect. Think about it. Draymond Green never gives in. He never gives in.
His child.
And for him, right before the finals, to go, you know, the refs, I've been too hard on Draymond Green. I mean, I'm going to borrow one of yours. He's playing chess. Draymond Green playing chess, not checkers.
I think, okay. And also some insight into his psyche. I think he's feeling hella good. I think he's feeling good about the team, their chances, his role, his increased role with the ball. And that's why that came out. I put that under euphoria, basketball euphoria. And what I'm saying, Steinie, is just like when you golf or about to hit the golf course, he's feeling good. Draymond's feeling good about things these days. So I give him credit for that. It was maturity.
Maybe he had a little ulterior motive. Set the table for the finals. Draymond, I'm telling you.
How hot they're going to be.
Brilliant.
They're going to be on the road.
Brilliant.
How hot is that?
They were on the road against the Rockets in the Western Conference.
Well, yeah, I was going fine.
I think that's the only time, though.
Against the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. It is going to be strange opening up on the road.
Wow.
Then again.
They could be coming to Oracle. It's already going to be in motion, you know, 2-0, 0-2.
What's the number they have? 21 series in a row with a road victory now? 21, 22. I mean, who cares? That's you want to talk about. I'll tell you what. That's a DiMaggio.
I could not care less.
You didn't like him playing it.
No, because what I said was not trivial. The Warriors winning 21 straight road games.
It's a fact.
A road game in 21 straight finals.
Well, you're saying who cares?
No, I'm saying that's a legit. Like, that's never. That's not going to be broken. How do you break that streak? I don't
build a team like, hey, neither you have of us Joey
will be,
Lightyear.
Neither of us will be here, but that streak is going to go on longer than DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak in baseball. What do you think about that? Anyway, go ahead.
Bob Myers. Probably having coffee
who
or
you were
breakfast.
Ripping about 3 weeks ago.
Bob is my
no
dude.
No bench.
No.
Myers hasn't put together a team.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Why isn't Jacob Evans playing?
On the day that I get my prediction right, you're going to throw that slander out as if I said or beat the drum of that. Dude, he's laughing. He's getting the last laugh. All you jackals thought the bench wasn't ready. And look now. Look at me now. Cool Mo D.
But you thought they were ready?
No, Bob listened probably every show. I ain't said nothing about the bench. They got the opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm feeling some type of way.
Yeah, I know you.
No, about my prediction, the Guru Gazette. And you're the one that made me predict it.
I'm glad. I'm glad I could. So I'm responsible for you feeling this good.
I want you to hear something.
I think there's going to be a sweep. Why are they doing that again?
Gazette.
Why are
I got
people
a sweep.
Doing that? You have a sweep?
I just do, and it's not no slide on Dame. Okay. Wow, I'm feeling my wife did change a little bit. Dude, that's
great.
Play that at my funeral.
I'm proud of you
play
for that.
Play that at my funeral, man.
But I'll accept. Great prediction. I didn't hear anything in there about me being wrong. I didn't do anything. It's okay. You think it's going
to
be sweet?
No, you backed me in a corner. And that's why, you know, I had to get quick on my feet.
You're a grown-ass man.
Yeah, I was in a corner, though.
See, this is why.
Right. Hey, dude.
You know what? Go ahead. Hit it again. You know what? Give Guru the ability to hit that.
Right.
Somebody's
going to
sweep. Why are they doing that again? Why
the Guru Gazette.
Why are
I got a sweep.
You have a sweep?
I just do, and it's not no slide on Dame.
Okay. Congrats.
Dude,
congratulations.
It's funny that I'm feeling different. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
people depended on my predictions now.
Well, nobody was.
Right, start charging.
I mean, it is very strange how much glee you get. In fact, you got a little... You got a little piece of spit on your chin.
Oh,
you're so excited.
Yeah. I was just, yeah.
No, I mean.
Got one right.
It's a great prediction. I guess what I'm, Not concerned.
You deserve some credit, too.
No, I deserve no credit. I deserve no credit. You deserve congratulations. Absolutely, congratulations. And the one thing the excitement level over the correctness, though, is what I'm a little worried about.
It's not me. It's the Jackals who come down my road every day. They did a 180. No, they said you were right. So I'm feeling like.
Who was right?
They're pointing out. They took the high road and gave me my credit. So all last night and today on Instagram and Twitter, I'm like, dude, this is Rick Barry, this is crazy. So I'm like, wow. So now we'll be out and about. You and me go to dinner on me, and then I'll make my prediction, and we'll have the video people there. So we won't just do it on the show. You know, we'll go big time. Since, you know, I'm 1-0. I'm going to put it all together. I'm going to talk to Carl. See, you know, we'll be out and about somewhere.
Talk to Carl. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows out there lighting. Who Carl is. PM in SF. What's up, PM?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I agree with you, Steiny and Guru, that the Warriors are more fun without KD. Turning back the clock 2015 style. And I was excited about the sweep last night. But when I woke up this morning, I realized that the Warriors were trailing most of these games. And had to come from behind, down by 15 points in games 2, 3, and 4, just because of Draymond's will and determination. He wouldn't let us lose, you know. But it was against a weak and emotionally drained and banged up Portland team. Thinking about it, against top teams like Toronto, Milwaukee, without Durant, to be honest, I'm not really sure we can afford to be down by 15 and expected to come back. Because if the Warriors can't come back 3 of the games in the series and we're getting beat up, it's not going to be fun anymore. Lastly, I just want to say that when Durant comes back, bring on Milwaukee, bring on Toronto. I think the team will be just fine. I trust KD and I trust Steve Kerr. KD's clutch. We've won 2 championships with KD, and we're about to get this three-peat, and then KD's going to sign another 1-year deal. 95.7 is the best. Thanks, Steiny. You're the man. Guru and Curly. Go Dubs!
He said, I'm the man, but he just said your guy's name.
And then I didn't like that. He kind of just threw us in there.
I'm
not that guy, though. Go ahead. As long as you got your stuff.
I wonder if another 1-year deal for Durant. I don't think.
He doesn't want that.
I don't think anybody wants it, right?
He's over with all that stuff. You see him going at it with Broussard yesterday.
I didn't. Tell me what happened.
Broussard said...
Chris Broussard,
said
FS1.
He talked to players in the league. They're putting asterisks next to the 2 championships Durant got.
Okay.
And now if the Warriors win without him, it's his worst nightmare. And Durant clapped back and said, oh, my worst nightmare. But you know, I went in the lab and you know what I thought about it?
No.
For KD to clap back that physical therapy ain't going, it ain't on schedule. So he was feeling, you know what I'm saying? Feeling.
Is this like Steph Curry's core injury? Has that thing lingered? Oh, my God. How about the prediction on the core, injury?
Let it get good. We got that one. I was wrong.
If you're just joining us, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Wow, way to bring that one up. I guess I brought it up.
Basking, and he has every right to bask. I think there's going to be a sweep. Why are they doing that again?
The Guru Gazette.
Why are
I got
people
a sweep.
Doing that? You have a sweep?
I just do, and it's not no slight on Dame.
Okay. There you go.
Not no slight.
People say I don't know how to give out the credit to Guru. How about a big hand for Guru? I think there's going to be a sweep. Why are they doing that again?
Big hand.
Why
the Guru Gazette.
Why are
I got
people
a sweep.
Doing that? You have a sweep?
I just do, and it's not no slight on Dame.
Okay. Should have been. Yeah. Well, you were wrong on that. It should have been a slight on Dame. Good job. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, you don't
got
to play it no more. It's over now.
I will.
I got it out of my system.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
I'm going to just shoot a video.
Guru
later.
And I also had a bet today. I bet him I'd buy him every drink that he had in May. In June. Yeah, we're almost at the end of May. I'd buy him every drink that he would have in June if he went this show without bringing up his prediction.
And that concerned me. That concerned me that you would go to that far.
That far?
Because that's a lot. You
dude,
know,
that's
to
like,
keep
let's
me from getting my
deal.
Roses.
Right. Dude, that's a great. I mean, you know what?
You little see me out and about when I'm thirsty.
Little did I know it wasn't even close. I thought I might tempt him a little. Matt, I bet I can keep Guru off prediction.
Right. All right, that's it. Let's move on. I'm working on the next one.
All right.
Just real quick, Milwaukee, Toronto. Uh-huh. How much does experience come into play?
That's the million-dollar question.
Well, Kawhi's been there, right?
I don't think I can answer that. until Milwaukee makes it to the finals against the Warriors.
How you feeling about this series? Like, is Kawhi going to be limping again tonight?
I don't think he's limping. I mean, even when he's, come on.
Take a little medicine shot.
Come on. Now, he don't even need it. He doesn't take medicine. Kawhi
he
Leonard?
He was out a whole year.
Kawhi Leonard?
You know what I mean.
Oh, my God. He doesn't even vaccinate. That guy doesn't put anything in his body that, oh, you kidding? That guy ain't right. I mean, he ain't.
Well, you on Raptors tonight.
I didn't say that. Mm. I'm just saying Kawhi Leonard.
What he did.
He has every right to make a case to be the best player in the NBA now.
My hands are up.
I mean, the bottom line is, like, I don't. Like, if somebody said, who's the best player in the NBA? Giannis. Okay.
No,
who's
I'm
the best
done player with that. In the NBA? I'm done. Giannis is good. I'm done with saying he's the best.
What if they
he's
win?
Not.
You're going to say he's the best if they beat the Warriors.
I've already seen enough to where, no, you, summertime, come see me, and we'll work on this, that, and that for your offensive package.
Let me say it again.
Okay.
If Giannis.
Go ahead.
The and Bucks. The Bucks win it
okay.
all.
Go ahead.
Giannis is almost going to have to be the best player
not
in the
my
NBA.
Book. I don't roll like that. The Bucks are a badass team,
okay.
and Giannis is
really?
A damn good player.
How many other
but
All-Stars
he's got
they
some
have?
Holes in his game.
How come nobody signed Brook Lopez? If they got a badass team, why'd they wait? Like nobody signed Brook Lopez for a month.
And look how they just incorporate him into the system. Dude,
you
he's money.
You can't like you haven't said all year, not one time. Hey, the Bucks are badass. They're for real.
Because I never really watched him like I'm watching now. I like, what's your boy, Bud? He is a hell of a coach, and that style is scary. And when they're down, don't count them. They run like deer. No pun intended.
By the way, everybody, you know, my guy in Atlanta, Schlenk.
Yeah, with the two picks.
I'm talking about, you know, hey, I'm usually, hey, good pick, Trae Young. How about getting rid of Mike Budenholzer? What the hell's he thinking?
He's got to win this
I'm
series.
I'm going to ask him.
Okay,
right. I'm going to tell him.
There's some pressure on old
All
Bud.
Of a sudden, Budenholzer got to be a good coach once he got under Schlenk, once he got out from under Schlenk. See what I'm saying?
Well, he got Giannis.
Mm-hmm. He's got John Collins in Atlanta. John Collins is pretty good. Ramon, Oakland, what's going on? Hey, Ramon. Let's go to Scott. Scott and Hayward. Hey, Scott.
What's up, gentlemen? I got a couple points. I'll try and make them quick. One, Guru, you scored one. Act like you've been there before. Hand the ball to the ref and move on to your next prediction.
That's what I did.
You're rolling in it a little too much.
Oh, okay. There. All right. I'm gonna cut it back. Stoney played it.
but now let's go to Draymond. The greatness of Draymond. I just gotta say, nobody on that court hustled as much as Draymond. He willed that team to this sweep. This series should easily be 5, 6, even 7 games the way they've been falling back, 15, 16, 18 points. Draymond Green willed the Warriors. He is the MVP so far, even with Durant's 35 a game. Draymond at both ends of the court has been beastly. He's been absolutely beastly. On to the Bucks and Toronto Raptors. I have a bunch of friends who texted me during that game. Oh, my God, double overtime. Great game. That was some of the worst, most horrific basketball I've seen in my life. I saw two teams trying to lose for 11 minutes. From the two missed free throws that made it go to the first overtime, the second overtime was the worst when you got Kawhi Leonard with 14.5 seconds on the clock, standing there dribbling for 12 of them, and with 2.4 left decides the half-pass try to go to the rim, doesn't know what he's doing. Four guys smother him, and he puts up one of the worst shots I've ever seen to force the third overtime when it was a brick throwing show, and they barely beat the Bucks. So that was Toronto trying to give it away, and the Bucks not being good enough to take advantage of it. It was absolutely terrible basketball. I think the Bucks were one of the best teams in the NBA this year, and I was terrified of them. Now I'm not worried about nothing.
Wow.
The Warriors, as is, could beat either of those damn teams. I will take your thoughts off the air. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Scott. My thought,
there was some truth a little bit into that.
Did you say
what happened?
You wanted Giannis to work out with you?
I was a workout guy, we would, you know, he's got some things to work
so
on.
So I said to you, like, if the Bucks win it all, I mean, how can Giannis not be the best player in the NBA? Right. And then you said he needs to work out with you?
Meaning, get with somebody that does, you know, a trainer, NBA guys that
are you a trainer?
No, like Tony Dell, Phil Handy, get with Phil Handy, who might be becoming a head coach here soon. I'll tell you more about that later.
I'll make a bet on that one. Okay. I'll buy you all the money if Phil Handy becomes a head coach.
Stephen A. Smith just said, go ahead. But anyway, yeah, just get with somebody and work on his game. I'm excited about tonight. I'm watching it through a scout's perspective.
It wasn't actually about you helping Giannis with his game.
No. I'm working on mine. I got a showdown with somebody. You know who it is.
Who?
JB. He spoke on it the other night.
That's right. Yeah. How do you think he's playing now?
Balling.
Is he?
I want to ask him what shoes he had on in game three.
You got to ask him about his shoes.
Personal, not on the air.
You mean like his loafers or casual shoes? What are you talking about?
The Nikes he had. I think they're KDs.
Mm-hmm. Coach P, what's up, Coach P?
Hey, loving the show like always. Happy Tuesday. Man, first of all, okay, for Draymond Green, man, the guy, that's greatness right there. I got to tell you. I mean, I don't know about, one of the top players of all time. I mean, I definitely would put him in like the top 30, you know what I mean? But just the way he's just leading this team, just the smartness he plays on the court. I mean, we're fans, we're blessed to have this guy. So please stop. I mean, I know some of them are listening, all those fans that call him, throughout the year, and he's replaceable or you can do this. Just please, never again. I don't want to hear another Tremont, let's get rid of Tremont Green and do this call ever again, honestly. I mean, the guy is just great. And then overall, you guys mentioned Lakeup and all that. Look, this is what it is. The Warriors are pretty much in a race where they're like a whole lap ahead of everybody. Everyone else is squash, tomatoes, ketchup. They're just trying to catch up. And if we think someone's caught up to them, the Warriors do a whole no gear. Love the show. I'm going to love another title. Dubs and six, no matter who it is. Let's go, Oakland. Go, Dubs.
Sam Amick of The Athletic caught up with Joe Lacob late last night, it looks like. And here's what Joe Lacob said about Durant. Unfortunately, Kevin got injured. He's coming back now for the finals, and so the story's not fully written yet. So according to Joe Lacob, Durant will be back for NBA finals. How's that?
What do you think?
I think that's
they've been on a roll without him. I'm just asking.
Well, that what do you mean?
Like after game one, if Durant's back and
who are they playing? I don't even know who they're playing.
Milwaukee.
I don't know.
The people are going to write, Warriors offense. I'm rooting for Durant. I hope he gets back, too.
Okay, he's back for game one. What do they do? Like, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, they have a better chance of winning with Durant?
No, the pencil pushers are going to write an article if it doesn't look like the offense that it's looked now. That comes with the territory.
Coach in Oakland. What's up, Coach?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. So, yeah, I just want to talk a couple things real quick about KD. You guys got a lot of callers trying to figure out how is KD going to fit when he gets back in. Well, let me explain to you how it works. When we got KD, we do a lot of isolation basketball. When you do isolation basketball, you don't have everybody else involved. So we're just sitting there watching the ball. So when KD got hurt, we was forced to move the ball, get open shots. That's the way you want to do. So when KD comes back, he needs to fit in the system. What we really need, KD, is the last 2 minutes of the first half and last 2 minutes of the game when we really need the bucket. That's when you want to play isolation. Okay, I got the slogan. The slogan was when KD, they said, KD, what's going on? He said, you know who I am. You know who I am. But the new slogan is, you know who we are. We the Warriors. We done forgot who we were. The new slogan is, you know who we are.
You might be onto something.
I like it. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
You know who we are. I can picture you saying something like Durant. You know who I am. All NBA team just came out, rookie team. Want me to read it to you?
Sure.
DeAndre Ayton.
Okay, he was the first pick.
Marvin Bagley III.
He was the top five.
Luka from Dallas.
Three.
Jaren Jackson Jr. And yours truly, your own, Mr. Trey Young.
So that sounds to me like the top five picks in the NBA draft last
year.
Damn,
you got it. That's the headline.
Made the first team.
You got the. Oh, I thought you might have read it already.
No.
You probably read that. Sharp.
Yeah.
I mean, who's this? Who would you say after Ayton?
First time it's ever happened.
So
since,
Bagley was five?
Yeah.
No, Bagley must have been four. Because Trey Young was five, I think.
And first time it's happened since Hakeem, Sam Bowie, Jordan, Perkins, and Barkley. Damn.
I was going to say something about Durant, and I forgot what I was going to say. And it was
he's coming back.
To the last caller. Yeah, he's coming back.
These 9 days. Is the NBA trying to steal a page out of the NFL's book by having this? They didn't think the series was going to be in a sweep, but damn.
Well, this is scheduled.
Is this good for the game?
This is scheduled months and months in advance. And
they got to I just.
What can they do? What do you want them to do? They can't push games. People make plans 6 months in advance for the finals.
Well, they're going every other night. You know, maybe give them an extra night off. I don't know. I don't ever want this to happen, even if they were both sweeps. I'm so overzealous for finals basketball, but next Thursday I got to wait.
I'm pretty sure this happens every year.
Okay, I don't remember.
Let me see. Let's go to...
Give it to me, because sometimes it's been like game in 2 days.
Last year it's not going to be the case, because they went seven, right? So last year, the finals... Oh, that's this year. Let's see. But last year's probably not going to be like this because the Warriors played seven games. Last year, they finished on May 28th. They started on May 31st. They had a seven-game series in the Western Conference Finals. Year before that, in 17, Warriors wrapped up the Western Conference Finals. May 22nd, they played. One of the finals was Thursday, June 1st, the exact same amount of time off 2 years ago. They closed the series on a Monday, and then they played the following Thursday. So we've seen this exact same scenario 2 years ago. And let me see about 15-16. 15-16, that was only 3 days because that was a series they went deep with Oklahoma City. So the bottom line is, you know, you sweep and you're going to have more rest, and you don't sweep and you're going to have less rest. So they got 9 days.
And is the only, how would you look at rest compared to rust? Is it the result of game one, or is it no? Hey, they could have played their tail off and lost the game. Or are you going to say the naysayers, you know what? That was too long of a layoff.
Well, what's today? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
So Tuesday, Thursday would be five.
Man.
Saturday. So the bottom line is if the other series goes as long as it can, it'll end Monday. But if it doesn't go, like, if theoretically that series ends in six, it'll end Saturday.
I feel like it's going to end in five.
I mean,
Milwaukee.
To me, Saturday, you know, what's the difference between resting from Saturday to Thursday, Tuesday to the following Thursday? Yeah, I guess it's 8 days to 5 days or something like that. But I think maybe once you get to that point, it's all about just, you know, 4 days and 6 days kind of. Seems like the same to me. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Oh, I know what. You know what? Thank you to the 831. Hey, Steiny, the caller was talking about KD isolation. Thank you. That reminds me. You know, who was our last caller who was good? Remember his name? He was good.
I ain't good. No.
Yeah. That was a coach. Anyway. He said, you know what? Basically, what he said was what would happen in a perfect world. Play ball movement till you need Kevin Durant at the end of the half and quarter. Does anybody out there understand that a player might not like that? Okay? A player might not like to be taken for granted like that. Hey, Kevin Durant, tell you what. We know you've scored 30 points a game for 10 straight years, but we want you to only take 12 shots a game. Okay, I'll do that. Which he's shown he can do. But, KD, when we really get into a bind, we're going to need you then. Well, wait a minute. Do you want me to play isolation or not? Well, no, but we do when we need you to.
Right, but it doesn't,
But what?
When we're in every game.
Yeah.
It doesn't look that way.
It does to me. Are you kidding?
Well, it doesn't to me.
They don't feed Kevin Durant the last 2 minutes of a game?
Oh, no, that all the time, but he can freelance and get the ball, and like it comes to him more than just under 2 minutes is what I'm saying. He's bringing the ball up damn near half the time. So what I'm saying is he's not like, oh, you only calling on me when stuff gets thick. he's got the ball more than anybody.
I am so excited,
Steiny. I just wish I could.
You need
this
to calm down
about the finals.
It's 9 days away, man.
And then,
you know what? How much vacation time? This might be a good.
I got about a week.
Yeah, man. How'd you get that many so far? Jeez, I got like.
Why you sound disappointed?
Because I have 2.5 days. I.
But
think.
You're supposed to look at it for me, not compare it to you. That's a hater playbook.
You mean like when all you did was think about your great prediction today?
That was for the brand.
Do you want to get back?
No, I don't even want to hear it again.
I think there's going to be a sweep. Why are they doing that again? Why
the Guru Gazette.
Why
I got a sweep.
You have a sweep?
I just do, and it's not no slide on Dame. Okay. Could that go national?
I doubt it.
I just said they do
many
people
who
predict
you are.
This.
I mean,
it's true. It's true.
Yeah.
But and now you know what? Pepper tree in the U.
If Ashley has it on video, maybe it would go national.
Well, the reason
I said nobody knows who you are is because I was assuming it's just on the radio. But if there's a video with it and people can say, Guru, yeah, okay, so there. Yeah, if they got video of it, that's a different ball game.
We might have been recorded when that was said.
It's all safe for your
just
archives.
Just real quick. If I was doing a press conference or we were at a rally and you talk about real quick this dynasty and everybody's talking about the three-peat, I'm sorry. I'm one of them that have not let go of the collapse. Just imagine if we were talking about you.
Don't do this. Go ahead, though. Go
this
ahead.
This would be four in a row.
Are you really going to do this?
They were one away from four. Okay. That's how good they were. They were up 3-1.
That's insulting
to
our listeners.
But it just adds to the greatness.
No, it doesn't.
There was no fall off. Normally you'll be like, oh, they didn't make the playoffs. They were going through it, internal problems. No, they were up 3-1. This
Guru,
could be four.
Can you tell, like, right now I am annoyed?
Oh, super.
Like, seriously?
I didn't want you to get that annoyed.
You get mad at me for doing that, but you're going to count two titles. You just count them. Just count them. They win.
It was so close.
No, it wasn't close.
3-1.
Yes, they were close to winning their second straight title. They were not close to winning four in a row. Come on, man. I can't believe you go there. Like, why do you do that?
It's like infantile. Nah, it's what a lot of people are saying. It bothers
you. Who says it? Nobody says they should have won four in a row.
The streets.
You cannot assume that if Durant doesn't come, they would have won the last two. Get out of here. Come on. That's ridiculous. You can say they might have won it. Yeah, they might have, and they might not have. Come on now. Please. That's beneath us. That kind of radio is beneath us. Can you imagine if the Warriors had won four in a row?
Yeah. I didn't know you.
No, I can't imagine.
I'm poking the bear.
They didn't know.
But
they didn't come close to winning four in a row.
When it's all said and done, my only point in that, sir, was that it was a great season for the Golden State Warriors. That's all I'm saying.
Which one?
The one where they blew the title. 3-1. Somebody saying, Matt, calm down. I kind of agree.
I didn't have it.
No,
that's cool.
That's your kryptonite.
That's cool.
I got it now.
That's cool. No,
I won't break it up.
Now mention how Alonzo Ball's better than Ben Simmons.
I wouldn't dare.
No, go ahead.
That's already
played out.
I won that
Go ahead
one.
And double down. Double down.
I ain't falling for it.
Steinmetz, you need to leave my man Guru alone. You know what, 510? Hit the pike. Guru's a big boy. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to get under my skin with this four in a row. How about him doing it to me? Sticking it to me in the back.
In the back.
What else you know? Like what? Nothing. Go ahead.
Nothing.
Go ahead. Put all my insecurities out there. Go ahead. Put them all out there. What else?
I'm not that
what
dude.
What else you want to let the know?
We're going to talk about Hannah.
What else is my...
It's Hannah time.
Who's Hannah?
Curly's beautiful girlfriend we met and had dinner. I call that a birthday dinner you guys threw for me. Is that too strong? You look like you couldn't wait to leave, but it was Saturday night. I just wanted to tell you guys I appreciate it.
I didn't do anything.
You were there, and you heard Curly ask me about 50 times what I was doing on my birthday, and you were getting aggravated. I could tell with every question.
Well, I mean, it is unbelievable
that somebody's mentioned
Guru's birthday 9 straight days.
This is a joke because nobody has.
Guru, you have. And I get it. It's part of your stick saying, you know, I'm not talking about my
part
birthday.
Part of my stick? What's a stick?
You talk
a stick.
Oh, yeah. big shtick. Like big shtick, like tree trunk stick.
Oh, Stoddy, stop. You know, I'm all natural.
Yeah, you are. You are.
You didn't give me anything.
And I'm not gonna.
Wow.
How many drinks have I bought you? You just said I bought you dinner the other night.
Well, you didn't, but I was making it sound good. But I'm going to leave the tab, bar tab thing alone. You got me.
What bar tab?
Just when you get me, every now and again. Here lately, I've been chipping in.
Keep going. I want to
talk about
you
Hannah.
You are amusing me now, and I'm dead serious.
No, I just had your man just a minute ago. Okay.
3 minutes ago, I was annoyed. Now I'm right. Now I'm back to
the I'm just telling you thanks for the birthday, Audi. You won't call it that, but to me, that's
Hell
what it
no,
was.
I ain't calling it that. I just managed to. All I know is I bumped into Guru at the bar. That's all I know.
Oh, man.
Gosh. Did you want to say something?
No, I just want to talk about Hannah.
I mean, we can't.
We got to give Curly credit. You beat him down. He's got a beautiful girlfriend.
Yes,
well, I told him as an older guy, you need to make her your wife ASAP. Tell him what we talked about now.
I'm not
just
giving
help him out.
I'm not giving anybody relationship advice.
So you want him to
here's
fail.
Here's what I'd like to do, though. If Curly's up for it, this guy remembers everybody's birthday. Curly, get on the, we got a minute. Get on the mic, Curly. Get on the mic.
I cried.
Are you there, Curly?
Yeah, man.
Are you there?
He's on.
All right, this is John Curley, our producer. I want you to check this out. This is unbelievable, listeners. And this is not, I guarantee, Guru, this is not staged.
No, it's not.
All right, Curley, you ready?
Yes, sir.
When's my birthday?
Your birthday is September 26th.
When is Guru's birthday?
Guru's birthday, we just had it.
Just say the date.
Guru's is May 18th.
What about Derek Papa?
April 5th.
What about James Pappas?
James hasn't told me his birthday yet.
James has not told you the birthday.
They need more time. Yeah.
Who else do we got? How about Albie Falou? You don't know his.
January 15th.
Wow, man.
Bonte Hill.
Bonte Hill's secret is his birthday. He will not give that to anybody.
That's strange.
Dan Dibley?
Dibley, I wasn't here, but it's in August. But I wasn't here for his. I think 15th.
How about Cody Elias?
November 1st.
A producer's not even here anymore.
November 1st.
This guy's unreal.
Wow. That's wow.
Thanks, Curly.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
Dude, the guy is like Rain Man.
That's one of the great movies. That's wow. Dustin Hoffman. Yep.
We're talking about Curly great he is.
Yeah, but we were supposed to give him love advice.
I'm giving him praise now. I mean, the guy is unbelievable. That's steel trap.
That's useless. Who cares
it's
about
not useless?
I don't want other man's birthday recorded.
Until he gets you a birthday present.
Oh, no, he'd give me many gifts.
And he gave us.
We talked about what's coming for him. Don't tell him. I'll be in charge of that. I'll be the treasurer.
I'd like to tell the listeners what we're trying to do.
But
Curly would know.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, coming up next, Bonte and Papa. They'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.